The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.
These particular criminals were black. Like, there's black criminals, there's white criminals. These particular
doesn't
criminals
mean all
were
criminals
black.
Are black.
No, it does not. Like, there's a series coming out on Amazon or Netflix, I think. Jeffy, you'd know about it because it's a product that's being made. And it's about the start of the crack epidemic.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the previews?
Yeah.
I mean, it looks pretty. I think, or maybe it's FX.
I didn't know crack started in 1983.
In LA?
Did you know that?
It looked like it's like in LA. I didn't know that. I thought it was a New York thing, honestly. I guess, you know, it's East Coast bias, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
So they show an African American riding a bicycle and saying how he's going to get out of this, you know, terrible situation he's in, and we're going to change things. This is how crack started. And you're like, wow. Did they say a black person is involved at the beginning of the crack epidemic? It's almost like you expect him to say, but he had a white overlord who really wanted, like, I'm waiting for that 24-esque twist to the story.
And I'm sure there is one.
There probably
is.
Sure,
because they'll claim that the U.S. government, you know, all the big white people in the CIA was the one that created the crack
epidemic. I hope not. I'd love
Bosnian
to see a real...
Or a white South African or... somebody or
probably
somebody in the U.S. government who's white.
You know who started it? Those damn Dunkirkians.
You know who I think of? It's possible. Or Jim DeMint. Jim DeMint started the crack epidemic. I believe I saw an interview where that was said. I would love to see a real story about how that started, and how serious it was. We probably deserve one on what's happening today, too, with the opioid thing. I mean, it's incredible. There was a study where they looked at all the deaths that have gone on and why we're having an increasing rate of death right now. And especially it's particularly prescient because of what's going on with Obamacare. And people are saying, well, if you go off Obamacare, all these people are going to die. What they found is actually the death rate has been increasing since Obamacare came in. Why? My first thought was fluke, right? Like, I mean, whatever. It goes up, it goes down.
Right.
I don't think Obamacare is killing people necessarily. It's a horrible way to spend money.
Well,
and I don't think it's necessarily going to help anybody. But maybe it is. Like, I would say I thought it was a fluke, just a trend, an up and down sort of swing.
Did they show you? No, I was going to say I would guess that they're blaming or at least partially blaming it on Obamacare because of some of the more regulations that have come on board.
Yeah, I mean, that could have been it, right? That's another one. Like, I wasn't sure what it would be. So, there are tens of millions of people who have more access to health insurance, because we've been giving them lots of free money to buy it, right? So, and obviously you can get people insured if you throw enough money at the problem. So why on earth would that make death rates go up? What it looks like, early indications are...
They're getting drugs
and they're
overdosing?
They're getting now access to prescription drugs, which they are abusing, and then are getting hooked on opioids and going further and further down that road to heroin and things like that. So they're getting started on the drugs they couldn't afford before.
That's what I've done.
Even though... What?
That's exactly what I've done.
You've...
Yeah.
You've done?
Yep, just keep going and, getting... Now I'm on Smack and...
Smack.
Do people call
Riding
it
Riding the white horse.
The white horse? What year is it? But I mean, that is interesting. Think about this, and it sounds
going through the desert on a horse with no name.
Yeah,
you go. Feels good to be out of the rain.
Let's say you're a person who is
Could you
maybe...
remember your name, Pat? Or?
No, not in the desert. You can't remember your name. So there ain't no one for to give you no pain or whatever.
Or whatever. Let's say you're a lower to middle income individual that gets on insurance, like couldn't afford insurance before. You get on insurance and you're healthy. You get on insurance and you're healthy, but you might have some issues with substances.
Mm-hmm.
You get on, you become healthy, you get hooked onto these prescription drugs, and you wind up dying because this escalates and escalates
so
and escalates.
This is
and
what
before,
they found,
you just
this is what
it.
They think it is.
That's what they think it is.
Wow.
Because, the increase in the
That's
death rate is so astronomical with opioids. So and what they think, that's also, by the way, quickly, also why they think they might be able to buy some of these votes of Republican senators is they have about a $300 billion gap here, which is the bill has to reduce the deficit or you can't pass it through reconciliation. So they have about $300 billion to play with. Basically, they're saying, where can we throw $300 billion so you'll vote for it? And what they think is they're going to create a giant opioid treatment fund that will buy off people, I don't know, like Susan Collins or whoever, that will get them to vote for it, and then they will push this thing through after the break.
And isn't it most prevalent in, like, Ohio?
Some of the northeastern states, yeah.
Northeastern, but also I think, Midwest, there's a big epidemic there with it. There's been
Vermont or New Hampshire, one of those states.
West Virginia.
Really high rates up there. So maybe you can get Susan Collins to come on board in Maine. What were the holdouts? I think it was up to 7. You got Nevada with Heller. You got Cruz, it looks like. You got Mike Lee. It got really spread out all across the country.
Rand Paul.
Rand Paul's another one. Rob Johnson's the former quarterback.
Yeah. Okay.
He's there. Collins is there. There's a bunch of them. And it's interesting. If you start doing that sort of thing, you can keep people like Lisa Murkowski without losing, of course, again, this is another step to make it more liberal and spend more of your money. So that being said, that's what, of course, they're doing here. But that's what I think they're going to go for, is try to dump a bunch of money into that. And that would actually, if that was a program, it was actually a successful program, you could maybe lower those rates a little bit. Because that is it's a massive problem. We showed these things, these graphs
big
before.
Problem.
It's way worse than the crack epidemic. Mm-hmm. Way worse. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's way, way worse. And for all the people who would say, you don't care about black people, because you don't care about the crack epidemic because it only happened to black people. Well, this is happening to a lot of white people, and people don't care about it. So they just don't care. That should make you feel a lot better.